date them or dump them? With JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Jan Reese had about a date she went on with Ryan. They had a blind date and then went out for a bike ride not too long after that. So a second date. And she'd like a third date, but he's not getting back to her. He's being kind of uncommittal. Uncommitted. Uncommitted.
Noncommittal.
Noncommittal. Thank you. That's the word.
Let's go uncommittal.
Uncommittal. We create new words here all the time.
You create words.
That's right. Yeah. Thanks. It's me. Will on Twitter, it sounds like she's a stage five clinger. We've had that before.
Wait, wanting a third date makes you a clinger?
No, the way she sounded.
I think she did. She is just a happy person,
yeah,
is what it sounded like. Nothing wrong with being a happy, happy person.
Our friend on Twitter, Dr. Hassan Pfeffer, who's called in many a times, says she was probably scared by cadavers in basement. Happened to me so many times.
If there were cadavers in her basement, then yes, he should not come back.
So who said that?
Dr. Hassan Pfeffer.
It's like 9 o'clock at night where he is. What is he tweeting at us for?
I don't know.
He's paying attention to Datum or Dumb.
I appreciate you, Hassan Pfeffer.
And so Jen has asked us to get a hold of Ryan. We have done that.
Hello.
Hey, Ryan.
Yeah.
Hey, it's the Kix Morning Show. JP, Lauren, Husker Nick. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. We just wanted to call you about a friend of ours and see if maybe you can help us out.
Yeah. This is someone that apparently you have been on a couple of dates with, she enjoyed those dates very much, and she was hoping there was going to be another one, but that does not seem to be happening. And Jen was wondering what happened. You had, dinner and then a bike ride date and now nothing. Would you be willing to tell us what happened with Jen?
Yeah, I suppose so. I'm kind of surprised she called you, but I don't know if I'm completely sold on going out with Jen again, and it's no disrespect to her. I think that she was fantastic and very attractive, I'd say sexy even, but the big thing, honestly, that kind of stuck in my head was that there's no TV at her place. And I know that sounds weird.
What?
But, well, okay, so...
I thought it was Swamp Booty.
I know.
I was way off.
No TV?
Television?
You thought it was what?
I thought maybe after you guys rode bikes, you were nervous about,
stuff goes numb.
Sounded like she was hoping that more would happen at the house, and then maybe you had some swamp booty going on from riding that bike, right, and then you wanted to get it, because you don't want that to be your first impression.
Right.
Is like, no, it normally does not have this going on when, that kind of scenario is not a normal thing, but I was way off, apparently.
No, it wasn't swamp booty. I was at her house, and I asked to see, I asked about, like, checking the score on the Royals game, because I've been following them, and she said, I don't have a TV. And
did neither of you have a phone?
Well,
no, I've got a phone, but I like to be able to see the game.
Well, I kind of agree with him.
Did you ask her if, like, why she doesn't have a TV and if she's against TVs?
I didn't. No, we didn't get into it.
Because that'd be a deal breaker for me.
Right. And that's what I've been thinking about. Because then she went off and she was, she was freshening up or getting ready or something. She was in the other room for a while, and I was just in her living room, and it was just kind of oddly quiet.
Isn't this why we have phones? So you can scroll when you have
watch the Royals
game.
You're
not a dude. We want to just flip on the TV real quick and see what the score is.
Or just
see what's going on.
I've got other things to do, and I don't have one.
By the way, Ryan, Jen is on the phone with us. So you don't own a TV, Jen?
No, I like to read. I work out, I do yoga, I bike ride to a farmer's market. I like to go out for drinks, party, my friends and stuff. Like, I go to concerts. I don't sit at home, watch TV. I really don't think it's that big a deal.
Ryan, is the lack of a TV really a deal breaker? I mean, you're allowed to have one at your house,
Yeah, but what if they get together down the road?
Well, maybe there'll be a negotiation and he can have one somewhere in the house or something. Who knows? I'm saying they've only been on two dates. And what if we get married and I can't have a TV? Seems a little premature.
No, that's a big deal.
When he didn't even talk to her about it.
Well, some things are best left unsaid, Lauren.
What? Ryan, go ahead.
It's not that I sit around and just watch TV all day either, but like, it got stuck in my head. I started thinking about like all of the things that I typically do you know, especially in relationships, like we can't sit around and watch Netflix or I can't watch my games. I don't know. I just couldn't see being with someone who doesn't have a TV.
Right.
And the future was just kind of hard to imagine. And maybe it's ridiculous, but it just stuck in my head.
Like, he instantly thought to himself, what other kooky madooky things has this lady got going on? Like, what if she doesn't eat meat? What if she doesn't like to shower? What if, you know, like,
meat is not kooky.
That could be a small, I'm just messing around with them. Jeez Louise. Well, okay, so let's ask this, because you stopped. And are you against TVs? Is that what it is? Or would you be open to...
No.
Okay.
I'm not against them at all. Like, it just wasn't on my list of things to get from my apartment because, you know...
You do a lot of outdoor stuff. So this is an overreaction.
She has no use for one, so she didn't buy one.
Well, what about watching, like, movies, like Netflix and stuff? How are you going to Netflix and chill if you don't have a TV?
You can skip straight to the chill.
I think, Lauren, that's why you got four kids.
What?
I mean, I go to the movies. I go to the movie theater. If I need to, I got a laptop. I just don't think about it. I just don't really, you know, watch much TV. But, I mean, I'm not against the idea or anything. I've just been out a lot.
Maybe we have a bit of an overreaction here, sir.
Well, you know what? Maybe so. I'm sorry. It just, I felt like maybe we had different lifestyles and that they would clash. But maybe that was premature to judge that. I don't know.
What if we hook you guys up with a gift card? We want to do a movie.
Yeah.
But then also a gift card, and the next Royals game that's on, we'll hook you up for maybe down to Yowie's or one of our places that we go to.
Yeah.
We'll hook you up because it's a sports bar, so you have the Royals on in the background. Fantastic food. Truffle fries are off the charts there, and then you guys can go do that, because who knows? She might get out there and be like, man, I am just not a sit around and watch sports kind of gal. And then she's out. You never know.
Are you just looking for deal breakers here now, Nick?
I mean, I'm just trying to be a matchmaker, and I don't want two people to live together miserably for the rest of their lives.
Wow. Wow, that absolutely.
So what do you think, though? We could hook you guys up on another date.
Ryan, are
you willing to try?
Yeah. Yeah, I think I am.
Jen, are you willing to go on another date with Ryan?
Yeah, sure. It sounds fun. Thank you, guys.
Okay.
Do you hate meat, or are you going to be able to go ahead and eat some meat?
Yeah, do you shower?
I shower, and I
Okay. Lauren.
She likes meat, and she
Lauren,
showers.
You don't really have TV at your house, and you're weird as all get up.
Sorry.
So who knows? Just saying.
Well, Ryan and Jen will hook you up with a date. Movies on Us at the Marcus Grant Theater, and probably a gift card to Yowie so you can go enjoy a sporting event and eat some meat and stuff.
Thank you.
I'm just so glad it wasn't Swamp Booty.
Right?
Because that would have ruined the whole thing. Couldn't imagine.
All right, so Jen and Ryan are going to go out on a date and watch some baseball and stuff.
Oh, man, that was not as bad as I thought it was.
It could have been a
little strange, though. A little strange. But I see where his head's at.
I do, too. It's a thing.
Well, if it's something he loves to do. If you're on a date with somebody and you're just, maybe he's like, hey, man, I don't have time for this. Because I love sitting around watching sports. And if she's completely not into sitting around watching sports to the point she doesn't have a TV, then there's no point in dating
her. He didn't ask her what her feelings about it were. He somehow projected all the way down the road to what if we get married.
And I'm glad.
And the answer ended up being, oh, I wouldn't care.
See, I'm super glad.
Why?
Because then we wouldn't have this segment.
Well, that's
if
true.
If people did that.
We did get a tweet. What about Husker Road Games?
Yeah, exactly.
That's why you go to bars.
No, it's way more expensive, man. Not that I'm saying don't go to bars. We have a lot of friends that own bars around town. But Jess, my wife, talked about disconnecting TV. Mm-hmm. Well, I host a sports show. So she's like, well, couldn't you just go to bars? And I go, I'm going to sit in a bar for 3.5 hours for a Chiefs game, then another 3.5 hours for Sunday, the afternoon game, then another 3.5 hours for Sunday night. So now I'm there for about 10.5 hours. How much money do you think I'm going to spend while I'm sitting there on a Sunday? Which is cheaper?
Well, that's a good point.
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Kicks 96.9.